I do this for my culture, 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 culture. All right, peace and welcome to For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more. WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org, absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with me this evening, folks. We're going to talk about how there is a new bill that has come out of the House of Delegates that is now going to allow drivers to place an X on their driver's license instead of an M for male, F for female. And this is for Marylanders who identify as non-binary or don't see themselves as being a male or female. This is an interesting conversation. We're going to talk a little bit about this. Also, we're going to talk to Miss Joy Thomas Moore, the mother of Wes Moore, about her new book, The Power of Presence, and talking about how you can be a voice in your child's ear even when you're not with them. And I got another session of Grind My Gears, folks. Let me tell you something. You know what grinds my gears? Stick around. I'll tell you exactly what it is. Stay riding with me. It's For the Culture here on WEAA. I do this for my culture, 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 culture. Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with me, folks. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is, Dre Day? Hump Day. That's right. That's right. That's right. It's also... No. I'm not even feeling no hand clapping today. Sometimes things get under my skin, folks. And when things get under my skin, that's when I know we need another session of Grind Your Gears.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Can't believe it. That's so goddamn rude.
Well, if you would let me talk.
We'll do it live. No. We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Thing sucks.
How convenient is that? Wow. How convenient is that?
And that, people, is what grinds my gears.
All right, folks. What grinds my gears today? Facebook and Instagram. Look, folks. Look, check this out. I don't know if the folks over at Facebook really care, but I'm trying to put a show on. The last thing I need is for you to be down, like super down, like hacker style down for like hours. I need to update my status. I need to make sure that I post these pictures. I gotta broadcast the show, dagnabbit. And now you wanna be down. Been down all afternoon. You should have had this up, Facebook. Then I was like, all right, cool. Let me scroll and swipe over to Instagram. Guess what? Instagram is Insta gone. It is down, folks. I'm still trying to figure out what your new selfie is for the day. I can't see your selfie. I cannot see your selfie. I can't tell whether you are in the car. I can't tell whether you changed your hairstyle today. You know what I'm saying? I can't see. I don't have any type of motivation. I need some words of motivation today, folks. I can't get that. You know why? Because Instagram is down. Because Instagram is down. Yeah. I can't see no one's stories. I was trying to check in with Alex's story earlier today. Not there. It wasn't happening. Mm-mm. Nope. Not happening. So what am I supposed to do with my life? Actually pay attention? Is that what you want me to do? You want me to actually pay attention to the people around me? Huh? You want me to actually do work? You want me to actually drive? Is that what you're forcing me to do, Instagram? Is that what you're forcing me to do? I can't believe this. I actually, absolutely cannot believe this. Folks, we're going to have a meltdown if Facebook and Instagram don't get their act together. This is going to be a major problem. Major problem. Major key alert right here, folks. If they don't have this thing up by the time this show is ending, guess what's going to happen? Guess what's going to happen? You won't know because guess what? I can't post it. I can't tell you what I feel because there's no Facebook. Just that simple. I can't tell you what I feel because guess what? You won't be able to see my status. You won't be able to know if I'm angry. No, no. This is absolutely ridiculous. Totally, utterly ridiculous right now. So if you want to just talk about Facebook and Instagram for a quick moment, you can. If you feel like this is grinding your gear like it's grinding mine today, 410-319-8888. I can't deal with this today. This is absolutely crazy. I need this. I need social media, folks. I need social media to connect with people. If I can't get that, guess what? I'm not talking to you. You think I'm going to actually talk to you? No, I don't do that. We don't do that in 2019. We don't talk to people. We text message. We slide in somebody's DM. We send them a quick message. I can't do that today. I can't do that right now. And I can't even know what the latest video that I need to make to go viral. I don't know what that is. I'm feeling out of the loop right now. Which viral video do I send to all of my friends from some guys or somebody that sent it to me? Which viral video do I send? I don't know. Let's go to the phone lines, hear what makes people upset about this situation. What grinds your gears? Jessica from East Baltimore. Jessica, what's grinding your gears today?
Listen, it's not even about Facebook and Instagram being down. What it is a distraction from what's going on with this college foolishness that then took place with these rich folks, and they're trying to divert our attention so when Facebook come back up, that's not what we're talking about no more. It's going to be about Facebook being down. I ain't doing it. They're not getting me.
They're not getting you, Jessica.
I'm telling you.
So rich people have been paying for their children's college for eons.
Listen, and they just getting caught. Come on here, this ain't nothing new. But all I'm saying is they don't want this to explode the way it's really about to explode. I'm just saying.
I mean, if people, hey, look, man, if you got a star of a family sitcom getting locked up for paying for her child to go to college,
come on.
I don't understand. This is judgment style, like,
listen,
you know,
I'm telling you, it's all a conspiracy. We bust our tails to get the way we going, and you mean tell me a couple dollars gonna get you in?
That's all it is. How did the president get in? That's all I'm gonna ask.
That's what it's about. Don't get distracted. Facebook and Instagram down there. They trying to shut the noise up.
Jessica, that's what I like you, Jessica. First time caller checking in from East Baltimore. Thank you so much. Barry from Forest Park. What's grinding your gears today, Barry?
What's grinding my gears today is that Facebook is a kind of a distraction, but I'm glad you brought it up because one of the things that's always a big issue is people think Facebook is free. Facebook ain't free. Facebook is making money selling your information. So,
or hacking into it.
And the way they can do it is they sell your information to anybody that got a dollar.
Yeah.
So if folks want Facebook to be solid and folks want Facebook to be nice, would people be willing to pay for it?
Well, you know what? That's a bigger question. We asked that question some time ago when we talked about net neutrality and that whole situation. So that's a big question, Barry, and I'm glad that you brought it up to be a part of this conversation. Checking in from Forest Park, thank you so much, sir. Facebook, according to them, they on their login page, they have this very cute, like, message that says Facebook will be back soon. Mm-hmm. soon indicates a couple of minutes, not hours, Facebook. But in this message, it says, Facebook is down for required maintenance right now. Okay, that's what we're going to call it. Alex, is that what we're going to call it now? But you should be able to get back on within a few minutes. It's been a few minutes, Facebook. It's been a lot of few minutes. In the meantime, read more about why you're seeing this message. Thank you for your patience as we improve the site. This is from Facebook, folks. All right, let's go to Clarence, Northwest Baltimore. Clarence, what's your take? What's grinding your gears today, Clarence?
Nothing's really grinding my gear. I'm just wondering why you are entertaining these conspiracy theories about Facebook. Of course, there's no conspiracy going on here. Even though they maintenance might mean we're implementing a new algorithm to filter out certain things that we don't like. Google, and they don't want you talking about people discussing the fact that someone may have hacked into the software
right.
or the firmware on one of their jetliners, and the Central Intelligence Agency had to tell the president, hey, you got to tell these guys to set these planes down before one happens on our soil.
Right.
You know, things like that. And better than that, what,
yeah.
Faraji? Bernie Sanders having to sign a loyalty oath while we're talking about R. Kelly. Wow.
Wow.
Thanks, Faraji.
Hey, Clarence, thank you so much for checking in from Northwest Baltimore. It's always good to hear from you. Let's go to William, then we're going to slide up to White Marsh to hear from Kimberly. But William, Northeast Baltimore, what's grinding your gears, William?
Peace, Black.
Peace,
I guess
brother.
I'm a first-time caller for the grinding category.
Yeah, yes, sir, William.
All right, so check it out. This is what's grinding my gear. You know how people be talking about how important your vote is and you got to get out and go vote, right? And I called up a couple times and I suggested that we refrain from doing that to see so we can get down to the nitty-gritty and make some changes, right?
Yeah.
But guess what, man?
Yeah.
And if this changes, and I hope I'm wrong, but I'm going to just go with it from off the top. This new real ID, right, that we got to have by October 1st, 2020, right?
Yeah.
Do you know that that's not required to vote, but if I want to fly to Atlanta, I got to have that?
I'm going to take a look at it. I haven't looked into the real ID situation.
No, it's not required to vote.
Yeah. I got to look into it.
But they want to make sure I'm good flying to Atlanta. Okay.
William,
hey, and as far as the, you know, let's not get mad at Facebook, Brother Faraji, and you know better than that, because America hit Venezuela with that flip the switch move, man. Now, if you're talking about gangster, that's really gangster. When you can go to the dining room, hit the switch, and your whole block shut down, now that's gangster.
That's super gangster. That's super gangster right there.
Hey,
William, appreciate you. Thank you for checking in from Northeast Baltimore. Kimberly from White Marsh. Kimberly, is Facebook grinding your gears? Because guess what, Kimberly? My wonderful listeners, the people that love watching this show, can't do it right now, Kimberly. I'm serious. You know what? I asked Alex. I was like, Alex, he was like, bro, Facebook is down. And I was like, oh, it's back up. It's going to come back. No, he was like, he sent me a text like, no, bro, it's down.
I mean, on this wonderful Wednesday, we can't see your nice, handsome face. That ain't even right. That ain't even nowhere right. We're finding my quick ear right now. Look, I went to Morgan State University. Ain't nobody slide no money to my – nobody saying, get me in. I stood in lines, registration lines,
come
financial
on.
Aid line. And you mean to tell me
come on.
All I had to do was show some leg and get some cash and go to that?
So, wait, hold on.
I wonder if I show some food stamps what I got.
Oh,
that
my gosh.
Make no goddamn sense. Yeah. I am totally pissed off.
So, hold on, Kimberly, hold on. So, let me ask you, have you been trying to get on IG? Have you been hoping IG and Facebook gets back up?
Look, I knew something was wrong because I kept seeing the same post, and I know I posted something early, and I'm like, what in the hell? Look, I said, let me wipe my glasses off. Look, then I was tapping the phone saying, maybe I'm tapping the wrong button.
Let me tap my glass right. Hold on. Why does joint not,
It's crazy out here, man. I just, you know what? Every day when I say, okay, we can deal with that. Something else crazy happened. I'm like, what the ham is going on?
So did you, like, I heard.
It's ridiculous.
So the word is, it kind of went down earlier this afternoon. Did you notice any difference between, like, your coworkers, your friends, and how they relate to people because Facebook and IG has been down?
No, I haven't.
Are people actually talking to people? Is that what's happening?
My office is really quiet.
Okay.
So we don't have a lot. We have, you know, some senior people in our office, so they don't really deal with that. But I'm pretty sure as soon as I pick my daughter up from theater, from school, she could be like, Mom!
Mom, do you know we actually had to talk to my classmates? I cannot believe this, Mom. I cannot believe this.
Everybody just need to pick up the Bible. The Bible ain't going nowhere. The pages won't disappear. Just pick up the Bible.
Yo, that is hilarious. That is hilarious. You want to know today's news? Pick up Revelations. All right. All right, Kimberly, thank you for checking in from White Marsh. Let's go to Joe out Pimlico. Joe, which grinding your gears today?
Well, I'm like a few callers back talking how rich can influence big universities getting their kids in when they really don't deserve it. And blacks who have demonstrated to work hard couldn't get in, you know, because they were blocking their interest. But one thing I want to say is that the whole thing is about money. I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm sure there's some black football players or rich people of all colors have used this excess to get their kids in college that they didn't want to be in. But it's just sad that they want to talk about the poor, you know, and just step over them. That's why a lot of candidates are talking about education for all, so everything will be on a fair ground.
It has to be on a fair ground.
Right.
It has to be on a fair ground. Otherwise, folks can get in that aren't qualified or don't deserve to be in some of these schools, and then essentially taking up spaces for those who do deserve to be in it. So it has to be a fair ground. That's all I'm going to say. You have to be. Yeah. And I mean, it should be a real issue. Like, this is a big issue. You're paying for your child to go to a college. If that's not some level of privilege, if that doesn't just reek of, you know, this quote-unquote exceptionalism that we often, you know, parade around in this country, I don't know what does. So
yeah, but
you're absolutely right.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that, you know, paying as far as tuition and everything is, you know, understandable. But when you got to overpay, you know, millions of dollars for a course that's only worth, what, $250,000, use that example.
Yeah.
You're just taking advantage of, because your kid, you have money, you can teach your kid how to cheat for the rest of their life.
Wow.
A lot of people that, you know, they can envision now that's in office and running the countries are doing. They're using all kinds of loopholes, you know, to get through. And that's what they're teaching their kids.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Joe, thank you so much for checking in from Pimlico. Let's go ride down South Baltimore to check in with my man, Dwayne. Dwayne, what's grinding your gears today, Dwayne?
What's grinding my gears today?
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me ride, man. Look, what's grinding my gears is this discussion about this tuition thing. You know, I want to tell everybody something, okay? This is America, all right? And the aristocracy has always run America, and it always will, okay? Now, yeah, it sucks that these people use their money and use their financial privilege to get privilege for their undeserving kids. But unfortunately, you live in a capitalistic nation, and that's the way it is.
Damn.
At the upper level, you don't have to work that hard. You just need to make some transactions, okay?
Right.
And it's always been that way, always. Even our rich black people do it. So let's not get too high and mighty and pretend that we live in a 100% meritocracy. I'm sorry, we don't.
Yep, I got you. And you're right, Dwayne. I think that that's the other side of the other face of this situation is that, you know, unfortunately, this culture, this level of privilege, it has no color. Because we all wish that if we can just pay for our child to get into some Ivy League prestigious university or college, that we would take the opportunity. We would take the chance. If you knew you weren't going to get caught, you would take the chance. Yes, you would. Mm-hmm. That's what those actresses and CEOs have been doing. They took the chance. That's what even one president's father even did. I'm sorry, folks. I know the president graduated, but there is a reason why he has some of his transcripts sealed. There's a reason for this. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. We're talking about we're grinding your gears. I'm still waiting. We have a big Facebook countdown here in the studio. It's been running for at least 4 hours. It's been running for like 4 hours and 25 minutes. I'm trying to figure out when is this going to come up. This is not even funny anymore, folks. 1 hour, I'm laughing. 2 hours, I'm snickering. 3 hours, I'm giving you the 9:15 face. 4 hours, I'm looking like an emoji with a tear coming down one eye. That's what's happening right now, folks. I'm going to have a breakdown. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Hear what you got to say. Mr. Leo Barrows checking in from Bolton Hill. Mr. Barrows, sir, what's grinding your gears this evening?
Well, what's grinding my gears is what's grinding everybody's ears. The cheating scandal is now all of these people, I've seen everybody on camera, they're white folks. I haven't seen any blacks in the group that's been indicted.
Yeah, they have. I don't know, and I'm sure
55 people or something like that, and
yeah,
they all appear to be rich white people or people of great influence. But again, I don't want to be cynical. When I say cynical, to the extent that one of your callers just said that's the way it is in America. Well, we know that, but should we not continue to strive to bring justice and fair play and decency to our nation and our world? I just don't want us to get hung up in. I know how it is. We're talking about institutional racism. We're talking about wealth and power and privilege, and yet, should we ever give up the quest for justice and fairness and equal opportunity?
No.
I don't think we should ever give
no,
up.
No. But I think this college situation is a big example of why we need to continue to fight in those areas. It's a huge example of that. And it's important, I think, that if this thing is not nipped in the bud, then it's going to get out of control. But that's the big thing. It's like, okay, when we hear about these things, Leo, if it's not handled in a proper manner, it's going to set the precedent for some other stuff to possibly happen. What's your thoughts on that?
It won't be handled in a proper manner, but we've got to continue to advocate that it be such. They were all released on their own recognizance, I'm told.
Yeah.
They, like
Felicity Huffman, she posted $250,000 bail.
Yeah.
Lori Loughlin, not sure. I know that her husband, I think they had like a $1 million bail.
Uh-huh.
Or bond or something. But
and they can afford it. They can afford it. I'm glad to see them get it. I don't know. I just think we've got to continue to pursue justice and self-reliance and black economic and political power, and we can't do it if we give up organizing and unifying our communities. And if we throw up our hands and say to hell with it, we're going to go to hell.
Yeah.
We can't afford to do that. We got to keep struggling, and that's hard to get across in a time when you said Facebook is down.
And Instagram. Yes, sir. That's Instagram. Hard to get across.
Can we live without Facebook and Instagram, or are we going to disintegrate?
Wait a minute. Hold on, Leo. You know, I have a lot of love and respect for you, Mr. Barrows, but when you say, can we live without Facebook and Instagram, you're going into an area that I have to just respond and say, no, we can't.
Well, we better find a way to survive and focus on the basics, because that's what may happen ultimately in our society when the technology disintegrates.
Oh, Leo, why do you have to bring a doomsday?
Imagine that.
Look,
we can't sit on the toilet without texting somebody.
Leo, we need that. We need that, Mr. Barrows. We need to text while we're on the toilet. We need it. Oh, Mr. Leo Barrows, it's always good to hear from you from checking in from Bolton Hill. I'm sorry, folks. What else are you going to do on the toilet? What else? You need to text. You need to check your status, man. Facebook, do something quickly, man. We're breaking down over here, okay? All right, let me just get a tissue, and then when we come back, I got to talk about what's going on with these Maryland driver's license. Yeah. Apparently, folks, now, starting in October, with these new driver's license, you'll be allowed to put the letter X if you do not identify as male or female. Want to get your take on that, and then later, we'll be talking to Ms. Joy Thomas Moore about her new book, The Power of Presence, as she talks about how you can be in your child's life or in their ear even when you aren't around. So we still got a whole lot of good show to left for those who can hear it. If you're trying to check in with me on Facebook or on our WEAA Facebook page, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. Just tell your family and friends we're on. Stay riding with us. A whole lot coming up in the second 30 of For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM. Absolutely the voice of the community. We'll be right back.
I do this for my culture.
Peace, welcome back to For the Culture. Right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with me, folks, for the second half hour of the show. So we're still watching Facebook just come back up. But I'm going to talk about something else. I want us to talk about, and I want to get your take about what we're seeing coming out of Annapolis, where today, Marylanders who identify themselves as either as male or female could decline to identify a gender on their driver's license starting in October under a new bill that the General Assembly just approved this afternoon. That's right. Instead of using the letter M for male, F for female, those who identify as non-binary could have an X displayed on their IDs. Now, the House of Delegates has voted 91-47 to pass a bill the Senate approved last month. The governor has not weighed in on the piece of legislation just yet. But when it was asked from the governor what his position is on the bill, his spokeswoman, Ms. Amelia Chase, said the governor will, quote, consider any legislation that reaches his desk. Now, Maryland will not be the first state to have this new identification. It is a law in states of California, Colorado, Maine, Minnesota, Oregon, and even in D.C. And for many folks, well, from those who are working as advocates for the LGBTQ community, they find that this is a big step of progress. But the flip side of it is that according to a poll that was done earlier this month, most Marylanders aren't on board with this proposal. That's right. There was a new poll that was done from Gonzalez Research and Media Services found that only 37% support the measure, which was approved. But the opposition to the change is at 51%, with 12% of poll respondents offering no answer. There were much stronger support for bills for the minimum wage to $15, as well as the poll also questioned voters about the start date for the school year, which the House of Delegates did not listen to. The House of Delegates just said, you know what? Okay, Marylanders, I know what you're saying to us, but we're going to do it like this. Mm-hmm. On two big bills, on this bill regarding driver's license, the House of Delegates went against the grain of their constituent desires. And then on the bill that the governor was trying to put across that school would start after Labor Day, the House of Delegates said, not happening. We're going to start school before Labor Day and give individual counties the power to determine when their start and end date for the school year will be. So it's interesting how the House of Delegates, how the General Assembly, is actually moving. But looking at this license situation, what are your thoughts about this? Because many advocates are saying that that it's time for this type of identification to happen. The Intersex and Genderqueer Recognition Project and other groups are pushing for legislation around the country that, quote, recognizes that sex, gender identity, and sexual orientation have endless variations, and said that all of those variations should be respected. 410-319-8888 is the number for me, you to join me in this conversation about Maryland setting to add an X gender designation to driver's license under this new bill by the General Assembly, which was just approved this afternoon. Do you feel like this is good? Now, here's my take. I'm going to just throw a couple of ideas out there. 410-319-8888. I would think that if you are in that, if you don't identify yourself as male or female, like if you do, you see yourself as a transgender, that you would want to be identified as male or female. I'm not trying to be facetious about this, folks, but I'm trying to get clarity and understanding that if you see yourself as being a male and say you were born opposite of what you see yourself, then would you want to be considered an X? I was always taught based on algebraic expression that X represents unknown. So do you want to be seen as unknown? Or do you want to be identified the way you would identify yourself? That's the big question. Because I feel like is that going counter intuitive to what you want to be seen as? Like, you know, what's the Kardashian's father who had his sex change? He sees himself as a woman. So I would assume that in this thing, Bruce Jenner, thank you, Alex, you know, that he sees himself as a woman, right? So if in the state of California, his driver's license is probably that he, I guess, would he put X? Would he put F? I don't know. That's one of the big questions. The other part of it is the legislation also says that it prohibits the Motor Vehicle Administration, MVA, from denying an application. Caitlyn Jenner, not Bruce Jenner. We just messed it all his name. It's Bruce Jenner. He changed it to Caitlyn. That's right. Thank you. But the MVA, the legislation would prohibit the MVA from denying an application because the sex selected by an applicant doesn't match the one displayed on another document. So you can literally have two official documents coming from a state agency with two different genders identification. The bill will also bar the MVA from requiring applicants to provide proof of sex or gender. That's interesting. That's very interesting. 410-319-8888. Share your thoughts with me about your about what's coming out of Annapolis with the General Assembly. Using X as a gender designation to driver's license, it is now looking like it's going to be official. This is happening, and this will be happening starting in October. Folks, we ask you, of course, to keep your comments respectful and at the same time, short, sweet, and to the point. Because I really just want to have a conversation. This is not about bashing or anything. I really want to have a conversation about what your thoughts are about this. But we definitely do not want to be offensive with language because I know this is a sensitive topic. All right, let's jump to the phone lines. Let's hear from Troy from Glen Burnie kicking us off. Troy, what's your take on it, sir?
My take on this is, you know, I have no problem with gay people. I grew up with a gay person in my home, right? Mm-hmm. What I have a problem is that they want to normalize their lifestyle and tell everybody, hey, this is normal and this is the way we all should be. Mm-hmm. No, it's not. I don't.
Is it the way that we all should be, or is it more of this is, you know, why don't you accept me for who I am?
No, because honestly, most forward-thinking people don't care what your sexual orientation is.
Okay.
To be honest with you, you don't have to shove that down their throat with X, Y, Z and this, that, and the third. This is the thing. You always have that person that always says they want their privacy, but they're the loudest person in the room.
Yeah.
And that's what this community is becoming. They always tell us, oh, you know, Why don't you leave us alone? Why don't you stop shoving your lifestyle down people's throats?
So should they not, and here's the thing, should they not advocate to be identified?
Can you do me a favor? Tell me how they're not identified. Turn on any TV show, go anywhere.
No, I'm saying beyond culture. That's Hollywood. I get you on that.
I'm talking about in the world, brother. Trust me. They are the rules. As the show says, they're the new black, I guess. Orange is the new black, but gay is the new black. So come on, stop it.
Okay. All right, Troy. I'm trying to say because, you know, it's still not across the board. Like, gay marriage is still not across the board.
I get what you're saying, but
I'm saying this is not even about marriage. This is about just simply recognizing and respecting people for how they want to be.
I got you, and I have no problem with Richard. I have no problem respecting them and all that. Trust me, I do not, right?
Right.
But at the same time, you can't even say the word gay as in a joke because now it's offensive. Stop it.
Okay.
Stop it. It just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense to me, man. If you're gay, that's cool. I'll accept you. You don't have to constantly tell me, look, I'm gay. I get it. You're gay. Don't keep telling me that. And don't keep telling me that, you know, I should accept your lifestyle because it's going to turn me off.
Gotcha. Hey, Troy, thank you so much for checking in from Glen Burnie. Let's go to Justin, West Baltimore. Justin, what's your take on this, on this new driver's license ID policy?
Hey, I feel like there's much more important stuff going on right now. And I feel like we can't even get equality for us as black people, as we were talking about earlier, the difference between black and white and the things that are going on now as far as, like, the school and stuff like that. I feel like they're getting all these things where we're still trying to fight for equality, for women to have the same rights and the same pay, and we're fighting for, you know, we're still fighting for our lives, but people can, you know, are claiming for sex and all these different things when there's bigger issues, I feel, going on.
So, but let me ask you a question, though. Let me ask you this question, though, Justin. By them putting an X on a driver's license, does that impact or does that diminish or does that lessen the struggle that black people and other people in this country have?
I feel so because I feel like all this energy is being put into gays, we're diverting. We haven't even solved the race issue. We haven't solved the men getting paid more than women issue. So now we're trying to figure out all these issues. We haven't even solved the base issues of all the other problems of the country. And that's not fair to us. We still haven't even gotten a lot of our stuff right. But now these people are getting all this stuff for them having a sexual preference. What about me as a black person? You know what I mean?
Okay. I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. I you know, I'm talking about just from a policy point of view, having the to be identified. Because black folks had to take on the same fight. I know that there have been a lot of debate and controversy around that. And first, Justin, thank you so much for checking in from West Baltimore. There has been an ongoing controversy about the struggle and plight of the LGBTQ community and black people. But when it comes to certain things like being recognized for who you want to be as or how you see yourself, right? I think that's a common struggle that black people have been engaged in as well. For a long time, the language of the use of Negro was a part of our lexicon on all legal documents. Negro. And then we changed it to African-American. And that's still being used. And then it's also still colored. We got to include colored in that. So this thing has gone through all of these things. And my point is, folks, how you want to be represented, how you want to be seen, how you want to be acknowledged from an institutional government source. Let's go back to the phone line. Let's hear from Cosette out of Columbia. Cosette, what's your take on this, ma'am?
Hey, happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
I think we're missing the point just a little bit. The bill is not only for a very small portion of it is focused on the LGBTQ community. The reason why you can put X, and people, don't bash me, just educate yourself and others. This is not a gay issue. the reason why people do not want to be identified as male, female, they want to identify as non-binary. I have a friend who is straight, who's a heterosexual.
Yeah.
I do not say she. She does not allow me to, she strongly suggests that I say there, use those type of pronouns, or, you know, them or whatever, not him and her, because of everything that's going in. Look at your language. You know, I'm saying everyone. Look at my language. Look at our language. We say the black boy over there, the white man, that is what. So I'll just encourage your listeners, to research and to dive deep into this, because it's deeper than that. We want to see each other as spiritual beings, which I think is great.
Right.
You can still identify me as a woman. I'm okay with that. But however, a lot of people are saying that this is why we have the segregation, because you're black, and then you have to be a woman, and then you have to, you know what I'm saying?
No, there's
other things. So this is not why you're able to do that. This is the foundation of it. It was never meant to be for the LGBT. Well, only for it. It is a big part of that, and that's great, but it's not for our transgender community.
Yeah.
That's not what it's about. All right, that's it. Have a good day.
Hey, Cosette, thank you so much for checking in from Columbia. Thank you. And that's a much very valid points there. Let's go to who we have. We have Shonda out of Randallstown. Shonda, what's your take on this, ma'am?
Oh, hey, Faraji. Well, my thinking was, okay, at the state level, I get it, but then what do we do at the federal level when you're, like, trying to get your passport, or if you're going through and you're the random person to be checked at TSA, then who checks you? Like, do you just say, well, not him or her? Or I'm just thinking, I may be just thinking like too deeply about it, but if I'm identifying as neither male or female, then when those things come up to check my person, how do I kind of handle that?
I feel like we're still in a space. We are still in the space of trying to figure those things out, right? I don't think it's going to be easy. It's just going to require a lot of communication, because you know what? That's a good point. That's a very good point. But at the same time, you know, you have members of, whether they're part of the LGBTQ community or whether they just don't agree with the whole idea of gender construct, that that they're saying, look, enough is enough. We are getting into such an untraditional space right now socially. So it's like, you know, somebody, you know, my name is Faraji, and somebody, well, I'm going to just call you. No.
Right. Oh, trust me. Trust me. I've had my name like shortened. I'm like LaShonda. They call me Shonda. Then one person said, can I call you Sean? I'm like, dude, I'm going around as Shonda. Like, hold it, right?
Like, I don't know if it's really about the person that's looking to get to be seen or respected in a certain way, or is it about society not taking the time to say, you know what, we're going to respect your decision to be who you are? And that's the thing about this. Now we're seeing it from a governmental perspective, where the government is saying, look, hey, we just want to, you got folks that are in our constituency that do not identify as male and female. We have to recognize them. Shonda, I appreciate you for checking in from Randallstown. Thank you so much. Let's go to Jay out of West Baltimore. Jay, what's your take on it, sir?
Hey, I'm just calling. I just think, me personally, as being a part of the community, I think that what they're doing, and I think it's not good, is like you said, with that X, it's like, why put an X? But a lot of the MVA will not allow a transgender person to put male or female on their license unless they have the whole entire surgery completed.
Well, so I make sure I understand this, Jay. First, what they would need paperwork to verify that the surgery has truly been completed?
Exactly. So say, for instance, if a gentleman decides he wants to be transgender, and he only gets the top portion of his body completed.
Yeah.
That's not enough. That's not enough for MVA to consider you as a full-fledged female, and for them to put that F on your driver's license.
Gotcha.
You have to have documentation stating that you went through this whole surgery process. And what it is the transgender people now are, a lot of them don't want to go through that whole process
right, of
having the full actual surgery completed, but they still want to be considered as a female. And so, I think that what they're doing is that X is just like, just diminishing, I guess, what they would like to be considered.
Yeah, I mean, so my question becomes then, like, why not use the letter T?
Well, I guess we have to take that up with the lawmakers, right?
Like, why not use the letter T? But more importantly, like, I'm wondering, and you said, Jay, you're part of the community. I'm wondering what other organizations or advocacy groups that you know of that may be able to provide some deeper clarity about that. Because, like I said, if you're saying that it's an X, that means you're totally kind of going into this process saying, I don't know who I am, which is contradictory to what you're saying who you are. You know what I mean?
Exactly, exactly. And it's kind of hard because even though transgender people are considered homosexuals, the male part of the community, there's not really too much out there to support the transgender people. Even though that they are part of the community, there's still a divide. Within that community. And a lot of people that's not in the community don't know that.
Right. And they're fighting from some level of for some level of independence, for some level of recognition.
Right. They're fighting for acceptance within the community and outside of the community. So they're fighting a double fight.
Yeah. Sounds like black folks to me too, Jay.
Yeah.
Hey Jay, thank you so much for giving me some insight about that, for checking in from West Baltimore. All right, let's go to Angela in Parkville. Angela, what's your take on this, ma'am?
Good evening, Faraji.
Good evening.
So I had a couple of comments because it seems like folk are conflating a lot of different issues, because wanting to add the X is mostly to target to address concerns within the non-binary, genderqueer, gender fluid, and intersex community.
Yeah.
Where people will either neither identify as male nor female, or with the situation of folk who are intersex, when a person is born intersex, they essentially have parts of both genders. You might know the original term being hermaphrodite.
Right.
So what happens if you never got, or your parents knew better than to assign you to just flip a coin and pick a gender when you're 2 minutes old, and you go through life, what do you put down? You're neither male, you're neither female, or, and in some way, you're both. What happens if you want to identify as neither male nor female? Or what happens if there's a cadre of issues of how do you properly identify and make sure that you are still given the respect that you deserve as a human being?
Yeah.
What about individuals who are Native American and they identify as two-spirited?
Yeah. That's a good point, Angela. You're bringing up some good points. So, yeah, that's part of why I think that we need to have this conversation, because there seems to be some fogginess around it. I want to go to It in Towson. It, thank you so much for checking in and being a part of this conversation. What's your take on this?
Yes, everybody has it wrong. It's nothing but being genderless. All right, gender X is just genderless. It just means that you don't identify with a gender. It's the same thing as having a legal name change.
But if you don't identify as a gender, and I'm just saying for the sake of this piece of legislation, wouldn't it be better to just put like an NA, not applicable, versus an X, which means unknown? Because it's not like you don't know. And I'm just talking semantics here right now, but you see what I'm saying? Like, if it doesn't apply to you, then wouldn't you just put something that says not applicable?
The X shows that I'm a it. The X marks the spot. So I exist even though I don't have a gender.
And do you personally identify yourself as being non-binary, is that correct?
and also colorless. So when it comes down to checking the box, I don't check African-American, black, Latino, white, or whatever. I don't check anything because I'm colorless.
I got you. I got you. So do you, does this open the door? I mean, you're hearing some of what folks are saying. How do you feel about the future of this conversation going? I'm curious from your vantage point.
Well, the whole world is being reclassified as it. So I've already reclassified myself as an it. So I fit perfectly into the new world order.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Hey, it, thank you so much for checking in from Towson. Look, folks, I got to take a quick break. Sierra, Terry, and C. Don't go anywhere. I want to hear what you ladies got to say. Sierra and Terry. Checking in from Columbia. Terry's from Timonium. And we got a call from Nova Scotia, folks. Oh, my goodness. We hitting global. Look, we're going to continue the conversation on the other side as we talk about how now the General Assembly has just approved a bill saying that they're going to add an X gender designation to driver's license. What's your thoughts on that? 410-319-8888 is the number, 410-319-8888. Also, in the next hour, we're going to be talking to Ms. Joy Thomas Moore. She's the mother of the famous Wes Moore. And you remember Wes Moore when he wrote that book, The Other Wes Moore. But she's going to talk about her book, The Power of Presence. Be a voice in your child's ear, even when you're not with them. She's going to give us her insights about motherhood, parenting, and so much more. We got a lot to get to in the next hour. You don't want to miss 1 minute of it. So stay riding with us. It's For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. Now let's check in with NPR with your latest in news, traffic, and so much more. We'll be right back.